With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
All right, baseball fans, get ready. Because today, we are diving deep into the Dodgers World Series win.
Oh, yeah.
And what it tells us about how game analysis is changing the sport.
I am so ready for this.
We've got Dave Roberts' post-game interview.
I love him.
A Yahoo Sports podcast that really breaks down the series.
Well, that was a good one.
And even some articles on the Dodgers' whole season.
Let's break it all down.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right.
So first off, Dodgers swept the Yankees in 5 games.
Kind of ironic, right?
Yeah. You would think it would be the other way around, but this wasn't a cakewalk for them.
Not at all.
I mean, they had so many injuries, especially to their starting pitching throughout the season.
Wow.
Clayton Kershaw, Tyler Glasnow, Gavin Stone, all these huge names.
Big time.
Spending lots of time on the injured list.
And that's what makes this World Series win so huge.
Huge.
They had all this adversity, had to rely so much on their bullpen, and still they completely shut down a Yankees lineup that honestly was terrifying on paper.
Yeah. It's crazy to think they haven't won a full season championship since, what was it, 1988?
88, yeah.
They won in 2020, but they've been saying themselves that was a shortened season, so this one feels different, like a statement.
Absolutely a statement.
Totally silenced anyone who thought 2020 was just a fluke.
For sure.
The way they came together as a team. Freddie Freeman.
Oh, Freeman.
World Series MVP.
Series MVP.
Record-tying 12 RBIs.
And insane.
Mookie Betts, Teoscar Hernandez.
Yep.
It was like a masterclass in resilience.
And strategic depth.
Totally.
Don't forget Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yeah, Shohei.
Battling through injury, too.
And Dave Roberts' post-game interview.
Oh, man.
Pure gold.
The best.
Who wants a parade? You could feel the energy through the screen.
The whole city of L.A. was like, we do.
For sure.
But, you know, that interview and the Yahoo Sports podcast we listened to?
Oh, yeah.
Got me thinking about the totally different managerial styles we saw.
Roberts versus Boone. It was like a mini version of how baseball is changing, you know?
It's absolute.
The podcast host made a really interesting point.
What's that?
About the types of games each manager had before the World Series.
Oh, right.
Boone had to deal with those nail biters in the ALCS.
So stressful.
While Roberts was mostly cruising to wins in the NLCS.
Yeah, big wins.
So the question is,
what is it?
Did those experiences change how they made decisions in the World Series?
I see what you're saying.
Like Boone, coming off those intense games, maybe he was more likely to take risks.
Right.
Whereas Roberts, being used to that comfy lead, maybe played it safer.
Interesting.
And this leads to the bigger conversation of how game analysis is changing how managers approach these huge moments.
Oh, for sure.
The podcast hosts also argued about that whole batter-pitcher matchup strategy.
Ah.
Especially in such a short series.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 games.
Tiny sample size.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are those past matchups really good indicators?
It's not just about the numbers. You got to understand each player in that moment.
So data matters, but it's not everything.
For sure.
There's that human element that makes baseball so exciting. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's unpredictable.
The best part. And that unpredictability was in full force in Game 5, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Dodgers were down 5 early.
Oof.
Yankee Stadium was going wild.
Yeah.
For a minute, it felt like the whole series could flip.
Can you imagine being a Dodgers fan at that moment?
Oh, man.
Talk about stressful.
Then, boom.
5th inning.
2 huge errors by the Yankees.
Just like that.
Opened the door wide open.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers, they were like sharks smelling blood.
I love that analogy.
They got 5 unearned runs, tied the game up.
It's like those errors just shook the Yankees.
Totally.
Got in their heads, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Reminded them of all the pressure.
All those expectations.
But the Dodgers.
Spice in their veins.
So composed.
Seized every opportunity.
You didn't let that deficit faze them at all.
Ew.
Just chipped away.
Persistent.
Talk about mental toughness, man.
Something you can't always measure with analytics.
Nope. And that resilience, that focus under pressure.
It's what Dave Roberts has built with this team.
That's right.
Think about how he handled his pitching staff all through the playoffs with all those starter injuries.
The Dodgers relying so much on their bullpen.
Out of necessity, sure.
Yeah.
But it also became their secret weapon.
The podcast hosts were going crazy over it.
As they should.
They said no team had ever relied so much on their bullpen to win a World Series.
It's true.
Roberts basically threw out the old pitching playbook.
Completely flipped the script.
Instead of needing a dominant starter to go deep.
7-8 innings.
Yeah.
He made it work with a bunch of relievers.
And it worked.
Each one with their own strengths.
Exactly. And they were able to match up their relievers against certain hitters.
Exploiting weaknesses.
Disrupting the Yankees' whole flow.
Like a chess match.
Oh, yeah.
Each move so calculated.
Trying to predict what the other side will do.
And it makes you wonder.
What?
Is this the future of baseball?
More teams going bullpen heavy.
It's the question everyone's asking.
The article we read called The Dodgers Win Unconventional.
Oh, yeah.
And it's definitely started a debate about how pitching is changing.
It's been brewing for a while.
Right.
Some people say it's just the natural progression of the game.
Responding to how hitters are getting stronger.
Exactly.
But others worry about what it means for young starting pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
If teams focus on relievers over starters,
right.
Will we see starting pitching get worse?
Will young guys even get the chance to become aces?
These are big questions.
They are.
But we can't ignore how good a specialized pitching approach can be.
That's true.
Imagine a bullpen full of guys who can just shut down hitters when it matters most.
Especially in the playoffs.
It's a game changer.
And it's not just about throwing hard.
Right.
It's having guys who can throw different pitches, attack from different angles.
Adapt.
Exactly.
You need a pitching staff that can handle anything.
Versatile, adaptable.
And that's what the Dodgers did so well.
They did.
They took on the challenge.
Innovated.
Changed how you win in modern baseball.
They did. But, you know, this shift to analytics, specialized pitching.
Yeah.
What does it mean for the manager?
Oh, that's a good point.
Let's talk about that.
Managing in this new era.
Different skills.
It's not just about motivating players, going with your gut anymore.
No way.
It's understanding data matchups. Making calculated decisions.
So much information.
Like the manager's a conductor now.
Leading an orchestra of talent and strategy.
And that brings us back to Dave Roberts.
Mr. Who Wants a Parade.
He was masterful with that pitching staff.
Especially with all those injuries.
He always seemed to have the right guy on the mound.
At the right time.
Trusted his players.
Communicated well.
Made bold moves.
And don't forget the team culture he created.
Everyone celebrating together.
Exactly.
Remember that story from the podcast about Gerrit Cole hitting Clayton Kershaw with a pitch?
Back in 2015.
Feels like forever ago.
Back when pitchers still batted.
Crazy how much the game's changed, even in a few years.
I know.
That moment, even though it seems small.
Yeah.
Really shows how things have changed between pitchers and hitters.
The DH rule changed everything.
Completely.
Some purists miss the old pitcher's duel.
I get that.
But you can't deny the DH rule made things more complex, more exciting.
True.
And it made pitchers even more specialized.
Like strikeout artists.
Ground ball specialists.
You don't see many pitchers going deep into games anymore.
Not like before.
And that's where the bullpen comes in.
The bridge between starter and closer.
So important now.
And the Dodgers showed us how powerful a good bullpen can be.
World Series champs, baby.
They've taken strategy to a whole new level.
It'll be interesting to see how other teams adapt.
For sure.
It's a testament to the Dodgers organization, their scouting, their player development.
They're not afraid of new ideas.
And it shows that baseball is always evolving.
Rewarding innovation.
Adaptability.
Exactly. So as we keep going,
yeah.
Let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
The Yahoo Sports podcast mentions something else.
What's that?
Something that doesn't get talked about enough.
Okay.
The money in baseball.
Yes.
The elephant in the room.
It's no secret the Yankees and Dodgers have deep pockets.
Two of the biggest spenders in the league.
And that makes you think about competitive balance.
Right. The podcast hosts talked about how some people see this World Series as a symbol of that.
Like a clash of titans.
Yeah, fueled by money.
It does make you wonder if these big teams have an unfair advantage.
They can just outbid everyone for the best players.
David versus Goliath?
The smaller teams always struggling to keep up.
But money doesn't guarantee a win in baseball.
Oh, absolutely not.
Lots of big spenders have flopped.
And some teams with less money find ways to compete.
Build winning cultures.
Grow their own talent.
It's complicated.
No easy answer.
But it's a conversation worth having.
Definitely.
Because it gets to the heart of what makes baseball so great.
What's
that? On any given day, any team can win.
I love that.
And the Dodgers, even with all their money, still had to fight through injuries, make tough choices.
They earned it.
It wasn't just buying a championship.
Their victory shows how important strategy, resilience, teamwork are.
No matter how much money you have.
You can't just throw money at a problem and make it disappear.
You got to build a team.
Cultivate talent.
Outsmart your opponents.
And that's why I love this deep dive so much.
Me too.
We're not just talking about who won or lost.
No.
We're looking at the strategy.
The decisions.
How the game is changing.
It's about understanding what shapes the game.
On and off the field.
Appreciating all the pieces that make it work.
The skill, the strategy, the luck.
Speaking of luck.
Oh, right.
Dave Roberts in that post-game interview.
Yeah.
Sounded a little worried about Alex Vizeria.
Vizeria, the reliever.
Had to leave game five early.
That cramp looked bad.
Roberts said they were going to do some scans.
MRIs.
See if it's more than just a cramp.
Maybe an intercostal or oblique issue.
It looked serious.
And Vizio was so important to that bullpen.
It would be tough if he's out for a while.
After such a great postseason.
It really makes you think about how demanding the game is physically.
Especially in the World Series.
All that pressure.
You really see the grit and determination of players like Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani.
Battling through their own injuries.
To help the team win.
Shows their character.
Their desire to win.
It adds another layer to this whole future of baseball thing.
As the game gets more specialized, more data-driven.
How do you manage the physical toll on players?
Teams and players need to figure that out.
It's about pushing for the best performance while keeping players healthy.
Long term.
Right. You gotta remember, players aren't just statistics.
They're human beings.
With limits.
Vulnerabilities.
It's about creating a culture that values both winning and individual well-being.
The Dodgers seem to have found that balance.
Yeah.
But it's a challenge for the whole league.
And that brings us to something the Yahoo Sports podcast mentioned.
What's that?
The personalities of the managers.
Roberts and Boone.
They talk about how their personalities showed up in their managing.
They even joked about their college rivalry.
Roberts, the calm Bruin.
Boone, the fiery Trojan.
I love it.
It's amazing how that shows up in how they approach the game.
Boone, coming off those intense ALCS games.
Maybe more likely to gamble.
Roberts, used to winning big.
Playing it safe.
It makes you wonder how much of a manager's choices come from their personality versus strategy.
Nature versus nurture, but for baseball managers.
Exactly. And it's something we as fans don't always think about.
We focus on the players, the stats, the wins and losses.
But we don't see inside the manager's heads.
The people making those huge decisions.
That can change a game, a series, a season.
It's a good reminder that baseball, even with all the data and tech,
yeah,
it's still about people.
Their passion.
Their instincts.
Their unique perspectives.
And that's what keeps it so interesting.
Always something new to discover.
A new angle to consider.
The new story to tell.
So true. It really makes you think. But, you know, while we're talking about the game changing,
yeah,
something else really struck me as a symbol of that, you know, this shift.
What's that?
That financial side we talked about earlier.
Okay.
The Dodgers and the Yankees in the World Series, two of the biggest spenders. Mm-hmm. It felt like the peak of this whole trend. Where you need so many resources to build a winner.
Interesting. You're saying it's not just about the strategy, it's about the money too.
Exactly. Think about it.
Okay.
To get a bullpen as good as the Dodgers,
yeah,
you have to be able to pay for that talent, top tier pitchers.
So the Dodgers win, as awesome as it is.
For sure.
It also shows how hard it is for smaller teams to keep up.
It's the truth. We can't ignore it.
It brings us back to that question of fairness in baseball.
Competitive balance, right.
How do you make sure all teams, rich or not, have a real chance to win?
That's the big question.
It's tough. No easy answers. But you got to give credit to scouting, player development, creative thinking.
Those can help level the playing field.
Look at the Tampa Bay Rays.
I love the Rays.
One of the lowest payrolls, always competitive.
They're smart.
They find those hidden gems, build a winning culture.
It goes beyond money.
Baseball, at its heart, is about strategy and playing well.
Couldn't agree more.
It's not always about who spends the most. It's about who makes the best choices.
Gets the most out of their players.
That's why, even with the money concerns, I'm still optimistic about baseball.
Me too.
We're seeing teams trying new things, pushing the limits.
It's exciting.
It's a great time to be a fan, don't you think?
The best.
The Dodgers World Series win was amazing.
Definitely.
But it also made us think about how the game's changing.
And that's what the deep dive is all about.
We don't just talk about the scores.
We go deeper.
The strategy, the stories behind the scenes, the big questions.
What makes baseball so great?
So, as we wrap things up here, keep thinking, keep questioning, keep exploring baseball.
It's always changing.
And who knows, maybe next year, your team will be the ones changing the game, rewriting the rules.
That's the dream.
Until next time, keep those baseball minds sharp, and remember, the game is always evolving.
See you next time.